It's here and now, and we're keeping an eye on the huge storm hitting California today, the biggest rain event there in years. There are flood advisories across Southern California. We're also monitoring a slower-moving threat of flood that has prompted the governor of North Dakota to order the evacuation of a camp that's been at the center of a protest against the Dakota Access oil pipeline. Republican Governor Doug Burgum issued the order this week because of the threat of rising floodwaters along the Cannonball River and is demanding that people there clean up and leave the camp by February 22nd. Governor Burgum joins us now. Welcome.
Great to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, you also cited the risk of environmental damage to the river because so much trash and debris have piled up on the land over the past few months of the protest. What are the conditions of the camp now?
To say it's a ecological disaster might be an understatement. Our assessment yesterday in conjunction with the tribe and with the Army Corps of Engineers, we've already got about 160 acres in the campsite. About 30% of that's already under 4 inches of water. But this is North Dakota. We've had record amounts of snow, and now we've got record warming happening right now. It's supposed to be over 50 degrees this weekend. There's possible rain coming this weekend. This is, you know, a month ahead of schedule in terms of the melt. We've got hundreds of abandoned vehicles in this area, propane tanks that were there used and abandoned for heat sources this winter. All that stuff could be floating down the Missouri River. And as people recall, this whole thing began with the idea of water protectors, and now we find ourselves in this tremendous irony, which is the people that sought to protect the water have created one of the largest ecological messes on the entire Missouri River system this year, which is that all of this camp debris could be floating down towards the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe water intake.
We've talked with a Native American protester who says, look, we know the land. We're not going to put ourselves in danger with the flood. Let us clean up and leave on our own time. What do you say to that?
Well, the tribe and the state of North Dakota and the Army Corps of Engineers have had a very collaborative arrangement around this idea that nobody wants to pollute the water and everybody wants to clean up. And there has been about 2.5 weeks of what I'd call organic camp-led cleanup work, and that's, you know, been productive. But if you're just going to get this down to roll-off dumpsters per day, there have been slightly over 100 dumpsters have come off in the last 2.5 weeks, and we might have 400 more dumpsters that need to come off. And so you'd say, hey, it's been great, but it's not anywhere near the pace that it should be to allow the remediation. Because this isn't like sending high school kids out and, you know, walking a ditch and picking up garbage. I mean, we're talking about like landfill-sized mountains of garbage where you need front-end loaders, roll-off dumpsters, and trucks in an environment where if you have 2 or 3 feet of water, that equipment's not going to be able to operate. This is not about free speech. It's not about protests. It's not about any of that. This is about, hey, we've got a mess to clean up and we need to do it together.
But isn't it about protest to some degree that people see this order as an effort to limit people's right to protest?
Well, they might, but in my mind, they'd be delusional because they have all of America to protest and have free speech. They can go anywhere they want to and conduct that right. At least in the state of North Dakota, we're asking that if they're here, they help clean up to help protect our river, our water, and protect the tribe.
Are you going to ask police to intervene if people don't comply?
We have made it very clear that this is the time for people to grab their personal belongings. And as it would be in any flood situation, if you've got people that are preventing contractors from doing the cleanup work, or if the people that are contracted to do the cleanup feel threatened by, you know, any kind of self-designated security group in the camp, those kinds of confrontations we're going to have to deal with on a one-by-one basis. But ideally, there are no arrests. Ideally, there's full cooperation because we're all on the clean water team. Everybody's got to be on the clean water team at least for the next week while we're trying to get this camp cleaned up.
One more thing, Governor. A lot of people inside the Washington Beltway have been watching the Trump presidency over the last several weeks, and they've seen it as chaotic. People were stunned by that press conference yesterday. What did you think of it as a Republican governor in North Dakota?
Well, I didn't, you know, watch the press conference yesterday, and so I've been, you know, focusing on a leader here about the things that we can control and trying to, not let news and commentary of the national press, you know, drive our agenda. But, you know, myself and the First Lady, Lieutenant Governor, I mean, you know, all of us feel so grateful that we can get up every day and make a difference in the lives of people in North Dakota. And we can do that regardless of of what's going on in Washington, D.C., because there's so many things that we can, so many things that we can do, and there's so many important things to work on. You know, in the, you know, the issue of Native populations in America has been, there's been a long and tragic history, and there are so many things, whether it's education, capital formation, jobs, healthcare, addiction issues, and, you know, part of the reason we want to get things cleaned up and protect our environment now is so that we can, you know, move on and work on the issues today where we can, you know, have a chance of making a difference for future generations.
So no concerns right now about the Trump presidency?
Well, it's a, you know, I mean, it's when you think of it from a historic standpoint, you have an individual that took down the Republican the Republican establishment, including knocking out, you know, the biggest brand name in Republican history in recent decades, the Bush family, which, you know, even 2 years ago, it was going to be, you know, Bush versus Clinton. Trump takes them out and then turns around and does the impossible, whichever is impossible, is, you know, take the biggest brand name on the Democratic side out and blows that. So if people thought it wasn't going to be chaotic, I mean, after watching the election process, I'm not sure what people's expectations were, there would be anything but chaotic. I mean, if it worked to disrupt the existing political structure in America, which people thought was impossible, then why wouldn't you, when you start governing, also be a disruptive force? So, I mean, I'm not anybody that's shocked about this hasn't been paying attention.
But do you think that that's okay for the presidency to be chaotic in that way?
It's different. I don't know if it's okay or not okay. I mean, bureaucracy is, you know, was stifling our country, and we know that socialism doesn't work. If we have a disruptor in the White House, this could be the perfect thing for right now, because the world's changing very quickly and government changes very slowly. And there's a lot of things that government does that is broken, particularly at the federal level. I mean, I get to see it every day running the state. I'm, you know, completely comfortable with disruption in Washington, D.C. You know, we have to have leaders that understand that there's a tremendous opportunity for improvement over the status quo right now, and we have to keep fighting for that.
That's North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate your interest and appreciate everything you do at NPR. Thank you.